I always kneel with them. But even though I'm talking again, I can't seem to fish the words for an Our Father or Hail Mary out of my brain. June 10th, 1961, Saturday, late night. The electricity goes on and off all the time. The Amati bought Mommy and me little flashlights. Tonight, a total blackout again. So I'm writing by the light of this tiny beam. I never know exactly what time it is anymore, except when the siren sounds at noon and then again at 6 for curfew. The Mancinis don't have an electric clock in their bedroom because it would never tell the right time anyhow. The kind you wind drives the Amati crazy because it tick-tocks too loud. She says she feels like someone is timing her life. The truth is, when you live in such close quarters, you find out the most private things about people, like the Opepe always having to wear white socks to bed, or the Amati tweezing little hairs from her upper lip. I wonder what they've noticed about me. How I stroke a spot on my left cheek whenever I'm feeling scared or lonely? June 11th, 1961. After supper. Second Sunday in hiding. Sundays are especially hard, as that was always the day of our big family gathering. But we were reduced to just the Garcias and us, then just us minus Lucinda, and now it's even less than a nuclear family, just Mommy and me, like survivors after a bomb drops, a fallout family. Every day I ask Mommy about Papi and Tio Tony, but on Sundays I probably ask her more than once. No, not countless times, like she accuses me of. Today, I promised myself I wouldn't ask her even once. But by evening, I couldn't stand it anymore. Mommy, I said, just tell me if they're okay. She hesitated. They're alive, she said, and started crying.